Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
Design on Conservative Nation Media, and your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, or Bing Fisher, however you want to call me, I don't care. You can call in at 646-478-5284. If you want to opine, you want to get into this discussion, I'm really just going to go over a brief unboxing of my new mixer that I got, which I think is pretty cool. If it works, I don't know if it's working, but hopefully it is. And it's a Behringer 1202 USB mixer, so I can plug it directly into my computer, so I can go ahead and I can play things and all that kind of stuff through the computer, out through the mixer. And I don't have to do a lot of hard wiring and that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on this week. And I didn't want to touch on some of it because a lot of it is court-based. And I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV. But we'll get to that in a little bit. What I wanted to do is just basically go through an unboxing of this mixing board here. And I know it's probably going to bore some of you, that kind of thing, but la-di-da, get over it. It's got a compressor built into it. I'm going to give me a little compressor on my vocals, just a little bit, not much. So you can hear like the highs kind of come in a little bit more crisp and so on. The lows are a little bit out. And then it's got a three-band British EQ. British EQ on it, so I can go ahead and cut out my lows, so I sound a little bit more tinny that way, and I can bring them back in. I can turn the compressor up a little bit even more, so that we're actually not over-compressing, but we're really getting close to the threshold, so you can hear the sound difference just from that. I don't know which sounds better, if it sounds better with me down about here or if it sounds better with me up around here. I kind of like both. I think this is giving me a little bit more of a punch to the voice, but I kind of like that low end compressor, you know, just taking out a little bit of the highs, that kind of thing. Now, other than that, I mean, the board is just fantastic. I can mix stuff really the way I want to. And my other board was okay. Okay, it was fine. I got effects on the other board. All I got to do is buy a rack or something for this board to get me some effects on it. But I'm going to turn the compressor up a little bit, just about middle of the two that I just tried. So that way I'm getting a little bit more high end to it. What I wanted to say is that as far as this board is concerned, I really like this. The instructions, I had to kind of go through a couple things to download some drivers and that kind of stuff so I can put them on here. But the thing is that it's pretty much plug and play, really. I mean, you have to download a USB driver and that kind of thing, figure it out and go in there and do some adjustments, that kind of stuff. But it's a lot better than the other one. The other one, basically, I neglected for a long period of time. It got dust in the faders. I have to take and clean it. And I have to do, you know, some stuff to it to get that back up and running. But I've got four mixing boards here. I've got a 24-track digital Tascam out in the back bar room. I've got a 24 analog mixing board. I don't even know who makes that one. It's like an off-brand or something. So I've got two 24 tracks back there. I've got two 12 tracks in the studio here. I'm using one at the moment, and it was supposed to be in tomorrow, but I literally got this in today at about, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I think. Hooked it up, unboxed it, hooked it up, and so far, I'm loving it. It's got a couple things. Like I said, the setup on it is a little strange, but it's got phantom power for my condenser mics and that kind of stuff. So I don't need I don't need extra power for the mics. But I don't know. So far, I like it. It seems like it responds pretty good. It's got everything I had. It's got a USB to track, so I can go ahead and punch in USB mixes into the main mix or into the phones or the control room. And it's got an FX send on all the channels, so I can send out FX to an outboard. It doesn't have built-in effects, so I can send them out to an outboard effects processor and then come back in. So, but I mean, you talk radio, you don't use effects. You know, you're using maybe compressor, maybe your EQs and that kind of thing. But anyways, yeah, it was $165, I think, by the time I was done with it. Free shipping on Amazon Prime. And I like it so far. It's a 12-channel mixer, so you got all those inputs. You got your control room, you've got your tracks in and out, you've got just a lot of little power in this little machine. And for $165, you can't beat it. Anyways, I want to, by the way, the lead intro singer on my intro music was Brian Futch. And you can find Brian Futch, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, over on Facebook. Or you can find him on iTunes. You can find him pretty much everywhere. If you like his music, we always do an outro, I Am America, and it's a beautiful song. He's got a lot of other songs that you'd probably like. I think he's on Player FM too. But anyways, check out Brian Futch. I really promote the dude. He's straight up. Love the guy. And he's a patriot. The reason why I did not give you links to my social media pages are because I don't have any anymore. I got rid of Facebook. I got rid of Twitter. I got rid of four accounts on Facebook, two accounts on Twitter that I was on. And I have to tell y'all, I don't really miss them. I don't miss them. Not at all. The only reason I might miss them is because I can't promote my show like I used to. But you can find me on MeWe. I'm over there. Just look for Bing. You can find me on my website, BiteMeInTheBasement.com, which was originally started as a parody to get Joe out of his basement, but it's kind of turned into a little bit more than that. And you can find me on Parler, and same thing, just search for Bing, you'll find me. I've been doing this for a long time, so I'm on different platforms now, and I'm trying some other ones out just to see where, you know, it might lead. But it's amazing that we've gotten to this point, getting away from the mixers, because I know that just bores people that aren't into that kind of thing. But getting away from the mixers and getting a little bit into politics, I wanted to do a shorter show tonight because I'm tired. I've had a four-day weekend, basically, and Monday is going to suck. I'm just telling you, Monday is going to suck. But I wanted to get away from politics a little bit because it's in the court system now. And like I said, I'm not a lawyer. I don't do that. That's not my forte. I'm not like, you know, I can come on here and do legal ease with y'all. But I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about a lot of things. For one thing, I read today that the Dems want to concede from the union, which a lot of people say, well, that's fantastic. Go ahead. I'm going, that's not good for the country. But if they want to take California just off the map, that's fine with me. Because to me, there's nothing happening in California. But, and then I started looking around, and I'm going, okay, you got fractional voting on, you know, I'm checking out different websites. I'm trying to get a feel of what I really like. There's a website that I go to. It's whatfinger.com. I get a lot of my content there. There's another website that I'm going to be reading to you this transcript because I don't really want to play the video or the video audio, actually, because these guys came up with the scoop, and that's Worldview News and Information or Worldview Weekend. They came up with the scoop with Michael Flynn, and I listened to the whole thing with Michael Flynn and, with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and with General McInerney. And I listened to this today, and it was just outstanding. And you have to go over there and listen to these, or check out the video anyways, and listen to the audio. These people, Flynn has been railroaded by this administration from day one. He's been investigated by the CIA, the FBI, with Comey and Clapper and Page and Strzok and all these operatives up at the FBI, and including the CIA. And the man has been wrecked. His life has been in shambles. He's been railroaded. And the president pardoned him the day before Thanksgiving. What a Thanksgiving Day present from the president. And now Michael Flynn is speaking out, and he knows. He knows things. People, I think this is going to be a contingent election. I hope this goes to the Supreme Court, and I hope it gets nullified, and I hope it goes back to Congress, and they have to vote on it. It's an uphill climb for Trump because of Dominion, Smartmatic, and all these other systems in place by our CIA. It's an uphill climb, but if it can go back to the Congress, then I think you'll see Trump will win this election. And I'm not trying to be too much of an optimist here, but I'm not definitely going to be a pessimist. Let me read you this article. Let me just check, see what's going on here. Yeah, we need the ports. He's kid. That's funny. Anyways, if we go back to this article from WVW Broadcast Network, General Flynn's warning, don't if we don't get this right, our country is done. It's over. And I believe him. I agree with him. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn appearing on the World View Weekend broadcast with Brandon House in his first interview since being pardoned by President Trump warned that Americans are living through a historic and dangerous period. Duh. Flynn, who was immediately targeted for indictment by corrupt Obama administration operatives as soon as Trump took office, was pardoned Wednesday, November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving. He said in an interview with House that America stands at a crossroads that will determine whether it survives as a free nation or becomes something, quote, unrecognizable. Continuing the quote, what's happening in this country should never happen. There's no doubt in my mind we are going through a crucible of history. And if we don't correct what it is that's happening in the next couple of weeks, then I hate to really think what will happen in our country going forward into the latter part of December and certainly into the next month. Now, some have called the illegal drive for power in the United States a color revolution or a bloodless coup. I tend to think the latter. The key to any revolution is for leaders of the coup to get the mainstream media on their side. That the mainstream media and the big tech social media platforms were fully on board with the Biden campaign and that it is covering up all evidence of fraudulent ballot stuffing is indisputable by any objective analysis, Flynn said. Now, I was watching something earlier about fractional math, how they rigged the polls with fractional type math, where they were computing this stuff like it was money with decimal points. And they used the decimal points to actually do the fractions according to what they needed to get. What they needed to get as far as to win. These people are ruthless. These people are, I think they're worse than communists because at least communists are our enemy. These people are American citizens. They're American politicians. They're American bureaucrats. They're in the CIA. They're in the FBI. And they're trying to attack our country from the inside out. These people, and all of them, and you'll hear towards the later end of this interview that they had with Flynn, that people, in my opinion, and McInerney says this too, they need to be charged with treason. This is treason of the highest form, and it deserves the death penalty. And until we get that, I'm just saying, until we get that, through a court of law, I can't vote another election. How will I know my vote's going to count? Like I said before, and I've said many times on this show, if I was a black man in this country, and I voted for Trump, and I switched over from Democrat to Republican, and I voted for Trump, I'd be one pissed off individual right now. I'd be on fire. Because my vote was disenfranchised, see? It was disenfranchised by the elitists that want power, that want the money grab, that want the top rung. It was disenfranchised. My vote in Tennessee wasn't disenfranchised because I know how the voting systems up here work. And we're a red state. We're not a blue state. We're not a purple state. But for some of these other states out there, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, I would be one ticked off individual if I lived in that state and I was a minority and I voted for this president because I believed in him, because he was helping me, because he was doing something for me. And I found out that my vote didn't count, that it was manipulated by a software program called Dominion, and Smartmatic was the company behind it. I'd be looking for blood, personally. But to quote Lieutenant General Flynn, we're at this sort of period of information warfare that is unprecedented. I'm going to stand on my box here and say the President of the United States of America is being censored by U.S. companies. Think about that. I'm at a loss when I think about it. At a certain point in time, that has to stop being allowed. When a company says, what you just said, Mr. President, is not totally the truth, or there's fraud involved here. Fraud hasn't been proved. I mean, how dare they do that to the President of the United States? Because he's not going to get a fair shot going out with his message to the mainstream media crowd. Further on, that's fine. You may not like him, but the president, he represents the presidency of the United States. He represents our flag and our country. So what you are seeing right now is more than just an assault on President Trump. This is an assault on you, the American Republic, on this great country that we have. I know the people around the country are fed up with it and are not going to put up with it. God bless you. Preach it. Flynn said he believes most of the 74 million Americans who voted for Trump are waiting to see the outcome of ballot certifications by their own elected officials to see if they are doing their job or going to do it. And just because CNN or Fox said it's certified, it doesn't mean there's a legitimate legal challenge that they cannot sit there and certify it. Well, there is a legal challenge to it, and big media is not going to cover any of that for you. And it's sad, because they're trying to shove it down our throats, and the American people, they see right through it. Most of them do. Most of the informed American people that I talk to see right through this crap. Flynn described the enemy's strategy as information warfare on a grand scale. It's how you leverage information, to quote him. The whole thing about psyops is you have to make sure that you pick the target, and then repetition with the message over and over and over has to occur. So the whole thing is you get the media on your side, and that's taken a number of years, but I can't stand here and tell you that that's not the case. Because it is. Everyone knows that the mainstream media, which is a pretty robust group of organizations, and that includes the big tech companies, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they're all trying to control a narrative instead of just giving the information and letting people decide. The Chinese who refined the art of psychological warfare appear to be working with the Democrats in this operation against the American people. To quote him, it's the type of warfare, in fact, if you study Chinese doctrine, the Chinese doctrine has six phases, and the first five phases all have to do with information, Flynn said. Now, this is all coming true. This is already here. We control the colleges, universities, they do, the media, the big tech companies, and am I rid of other things? They control it. And if they control, this is what happened in Nazi Germany, they controlled the people through their minds. They didn't go in there and just start murdering a bunch of people all of a sudden. They controlled them through their minds. And being as I am of German ancestry, I know this fairly well. Goebbels was a perfect example of it. He knew how to manipulate the German people, how to make them afraid, how to make them fearful, and how to mobilize them against an enemy that really was not an enemy at all. The last phase would be, and I'm quoting again, would be if those failed and you need something with an additional oomph, that you could go to the gates and, as I used to say, that's when you might see something kinetic. I hope that doesn't happen. It needs to happen, then it needs to happen. We've got a republic, not a democracy. This is not mob rule, but we got a republic, as Benjamin Franklin told the woman. What did you give us? We gave you a republic, man, or ma'am, if you care to defend it, if you care to save it, if you care to cherish it. Quoting again, you really do have to go and dig into the filings instead of reading a soundbite here and there, because it's our life, it's our country. This is the time in our history that if we don't get this right, this country is done. It will be over as we know it. And as I stand here talking to you, I'm not standing here for me. I'm here for my children, my grandchildren, and frankly, the beacon of hope that we are as a country. We are the greatest country in the history of this world. You understand that, people? There's maybe 10 to 20% of the people out there that are liberals, that are the far left wing, radical extreme. Those are the people that are after us. It's not many, but people get scared of them because they have a big freaking mouth. That's why they're scared of them. And that's what the media is doing. The media has a big mouth, and the media is trying to cover for Joe Biden. Where's Kamala Harris been lately? Anybody ask that question? Haven't seen her. Where's Hunter Biden? Flynn said President Trump should not be counted out because he has passed a victory that lead to Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, and Michigan. There are ways, to quote him, there are ways the president can get to the margin he needs to win without Pennsylvania, but he needs Pennsylvania too. But I will leave your audience with this. I'm really not frustrated. I'm determined and going to remain resilient to this assault that we have ongoing by elements in our country that are trying to tell us, you know, don't look here. Everything will be just fine. It won't be. We're going to get this straight. We're going to straighten this out. It's going to be done legally. It's going to be done correctly. And it's going to be done with American patriots who love this country and who are fighting like warriors, certainly on a legal battleground. People like Sidney Powell, like Rudy Giuliani, like Glenn Wood, who is fighting tooth and nail. So I believe we're going to see some momentum changing here in the president's favor. And there already is an undercurrent of momentum. And I think we're going to find out in the end that President Trump won in a landslide. When asked, he said he believes Trump won 350 to 400 electoral votes. And I sort of tend to agree with that, looking at some of the evidence of the data mining and the ballot harvesting and so on, and the computer glitches, glitch. To requote, I do not believe for a second that our country will accept Vice President Biden as the next president. I won't. That's based on what we know to be probably the greatest fraud our country has ever experienced in our history. Flynn said the one great equalizer under the U.S. Constitution is that every qualified adult voter, whether you're a millionaire or a pauper, has one vote per person. If that gets corrupted, the republic is dead, and that's what's starting to happen here. And communist China is deeply involved with treasonous Democrats and globalists, he said, who want this country knocked off its perch as the most powerful beacon of freedom in the world. Over the last couple of decades, it's amazing how fast we've seen a shift with communist China moving up their planet to become the sole global superpower on the planet. I believe in the last election in 2016, when they didn't get their candidate that they needed and they saw the kind of ideology in the candidate who won, they decided they were not going to let that happen again in 2020. So now what we're seeing on the left with the mail-in ballots and the left and theft and the Dominion Smartmatic software systems, I mean, these are systems that are not in this country. They were introduced into this country. How can we say we can accept a system that was not made in our country? And in many cases, the ballots are not even tabulated in this country. How can we say that we accept that? He goes on to say, to close, I'm upset. I'm determined. I'm going to be resilient. And I believe I reflect the millions of people across this country who feel the exact same way I do. Lieutenant General is a colonel, or is a patriot. I'm sorry, I don't know where I got the colonel, but he's a patriot. He's standing up, just like Trump stood up for us. Now it's time we support him. It's time we support him, and it's time for me to close this show out real quick. I just meant for it to be a short show. Like I said, I'm kind of tired anyways, but y'all keep up the fight. And if you can, please think about ditching Facebook and Twitter and some of those social media networks that are not really, that are communist, Marxist leaning. I'm just asking. You don't have to. You can carry on with what you've been doing, but I've ditched all mine. It doesn't bother me one bit. We're going to take you out with Brian Futch on our outro. Thanks for listening to Conservative or Nation Media and American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And like I said, you can follow me over on Parler and MeWe for now. Go over and visit BiteMeInTheBasement.com. Sign up, register, sign up. And we've got a lot of political content on there. And you can add your own. You can create your own forms. You can create your own profile. You can change it. It's pretty much like Facebook, but I don't have Zuckerberg's money. So while you're over there, if you do like it, consider a slight donation or something. In the meantime, good night, y'all, and God bless, and happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks to those that came over to this country and started it in the first place, because, and for the men and women in the armed forces and the first responders and the men in blue and the firefighters and everybody, just give thanks to all of those, and give thanks to yourself for standing up for what's right for America, because we can't afford to lose this election. We just can't. It's not in our DNA.
Great grandpa sailed here from across the ocean. Nothing else but his dream for a better life. His folks over there shook their heads at such a crazy notion. But deep down in his heart, he knew he was right. He cleared the way for you and me. You can still hear his spirit sing. I am America. This land is my land, America. I know one day after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. America. Grandpa volunteered for the war across the ocean. There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. Just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud and clear. I am America. Down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor.
neighbor and trusting in God. I am America. This land, my land, America. I know one day, long after I'm gone, someone will carry this dream along. What makes this country so strong? I am America. Yeah, I am America. Oh yeah, I am America.
To American by Design with your host Bing Fisher on Conservative Nation Media. That was Brian Futch. You can find him over at brianfutch.com and also on Facebook. I think he's still there. In the meantime, I leave this real quick one.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure. There's always room for one more.
Just wanted to see if my mixer was working on that aspect. Good night. God bless. Thank you.